Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome to P4P Real Talk. What's up on this Thursday? I'll tell you what's up. This program is sponsored by P4P Muscles, the number one drug-free sponsorship in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on, as well as a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now let's talk. I am Desiree Fletcher, and my MIA co-host is Kalen Patterson. Not sure if he's going to pop in and join us a little bit later. If he does, that'll be a special treat. But if not, the show will go on in an awesome show that we have. I am privileged to have Dr. Kevin Miller on again with us this evening. He joined us last year, actually, and was our, if you missed our year-end countdown of our top shows of 2015, he was our number one show, had the most 2015. So we are way excited to have him back, and he's not alone. He has got with him Melissa, who is the nutrition and metabolic specialist at EP2 Chiropractic, along with Dr. Kevin. So with that, Dr. Kevin, Melissa, how are you guys doing this evening?
Hey, Des. Thanks for having us.
Doing
yeah,
great.
Definitely. That's good. As I like to say in the office, you guys have the power turned on?
Yes. We're turning power on, turning everybody's ears on tonight.
That's good. That's good. I'm going to be expecting a little more power to be turned on as the show goes on. But with that, Dr. Kevin, we will start with you. Why don't you give us a little bit of an introduction of yourself and your background, and then Melissa, we will turn the floor over to you after that.
Well, a chiropractic, maximized limb chiropractor in West Des Moines here, and this really my philosophy and beliefs on health is you have to do, it comes from within. Everybody has the power to heal themselves, and they just got to get rid of interferences in their life. And, you know, we really focus on five essentials, maximizing your mind, thinking positive. That's a huge part of health. Physical health is the nervous system. Make sure that the brain-body connection is intact. Third is nutrition, what you're putting in your body, eating and drinking. Fourth is how you exercise and work out. And then the fifth one is getting rid of toxicities in the body. And, you know, in our day and age, there's a ton of toxicities out in the world. And you constantly have to, I call it scrubbing your body and keeping it clean. And so disease can't grow in your body. So my background, I was an athlete. So I know we're talking to a kind of athlete group tonight. Athlete in college, a wrestler in college at Warburg College, All-American, and then I went to chiropractic school. I had an injury that led me to chiropractic and changed my life and changed the way I looked at things. I was an athlete in college, but was not educated. 20 years ago, I don't think the education was around with the coaches and just a whole, lack of education on training and nutrition. And so that really drives me. I want to get that information out to people. I didn't have it, so I want the young kids today, high school kids and college kids, to have that information so they can excel. I did not do the right things back then, and I wish I would have had somebody tell me what to do. And that's our passion, is to get the correct information out to people and just let people know that there's hope in their health and in their world, and they can get better.
Awesome. Education is key. Melissa, why don't you give our listeners a feel for who you are?
Sure. And real quick, I'm just going to, Dr. Miller, he never likes to say nice things about himself and to really pump him up. So I'm going to say a little bit more for him, but we're very lucky and blessed, and I'm lucky and blessed to, you know, work with this doctor because he does understand athletics. He has a lot of experience with local athletic associations and teams in our area, but he is also the doctor for the Olympic wrestling team. So I always tell our patients, and I have to keep reminding myself, man, if the Olympians trust him, he must be doing something right. So he is very experienced about what he does and has, you know, like I said, is, you know, really supported and followed all of those athletic teams. So cool to have that. But I myself am a former college athlete with an exercise science major and a background in sport nutrition as well, and can say the same things as Dr. Miller. I wish I would have known back then what I know now, and maybe my athletic career could have even been better than what it was. I was a heptathlete in college, so I had my hand in a lot of different events, understand the hours and hours of training and how specific we have to be with nutrition and what is going into our bodies. I can say now that my health is way better than it was when I was in college. So I can only imagine what that would have looked like if I could apply the principles that I know now through the five essentials back then. So excited to teach everybody about that today in the office. Like Des said, I am the maximized metabolics and nutrition specialist. So we really try and take our health to the next level by identifying nutritional diseases, trying to really prevent disease before it happens. And we all know that it's much easier to, you know, prevent that disease than it is to reverse it once we do have it. And just from an athletic standpoint, just making sure that we're giving the body the optimal nutrients that it needs while we're training so that we can bring the best athlete out of ourselves.
And I think, I mean, that's what is at the heart of the matter. Every athlete wants to be at their best performance that they can be. And it's really refreshing to hear you guys talk about, you know, if you would have had the knowledge that you have now, because isn't that always the way, hindsight is 2020, but that you could only imagine what your performance would have been like in your younger days when you were actively being competitive.
Hey, you're
making
us sound old, Desiree.
I know, and I can't because the book.
I'm the old man here.
I really have to watch that. But I want to start because I may be going out of order here, although we don't really have an order. But we've been talking about metabolics, nutrition, and I'm pretty sure that none of us really know what that is or what that means. Mel, why don't you start us off and kind of tell us what it is?
Sure. Well, True Maximized Living, they themselves decided or saw that there was a need for more, need for people willing to know specifics on what's going on with our bodies. Because even though many times we can feel like we're doing everything perfect, there's still just some things missing. So I think we can all be honest and say, all right, maybe through our athletic years, we did the right things. We're eating the right stuff. We're obviously working out. We're really trying to watch, you know, what we're doing with our health. But somebody had to sit me down and say, okay, so you've been doing good and you've changed your lifestyle these last 8 years, but what did you do to your body the 30 years before that? You know, and so a lot of times what has happened throughout throughout the years, we have depleted our bodies or broken certain pathways so that it's just not functioning optimally. So Maximized Living recognized that, and they developed a program called Maximized Metabolics and gave us the opportunity to be able to do a blood spot and a urine profile to really see what's going on inside the body on a nutritional level. I like to tell patients it's like taking an x-ray of your blood. We can see just a good blueprint of how the body is functioning, how we're burning our fats, you know, what our fatty acid metabolism looks like, what our carbohydrate metabolism looks like, where our energy production is. There's certain key nutrients that have to go into each cycle of the body for us to function optimally. And sometimes, frankly, because of all the stress that we put on our bodies when we train, those get depleted very quickly. And so the demands for us athletes is a lot more. But how do you really know how much is enough for you? Because everybody's body is different. So with that testing, we are able to break that down and specifically see with each individual person how those processes are being developed, and we have found in a lot of cases pre-disease or deficiencies that will eventually lead to disease, because we know that almost every disease or sickness out there stems from a nutritional deficiency. So if we can catch that and fill those gaps in early, our chances of not getting the disease or getting that illness is a lot greater.
So what are some examples that either of you can give me of a nutritional deficiency that can lead to a disease? And what might that disease be?
Well, I think the markers that it tests are the sugar, you know, carbohydrate metabolism. So as an athlete, you want to know if you're burning sugar or burning fat and if it's effective. And that's what we find a lot of energy production markers. You know, one thing that can happen is the stress response, and a high intense athlete, there's going to be a stress response in the body because of the intense workouts. I mean, that's just a natural thing that happens. So what do? You burn through B vitamins, CoQ10, so they become depleted really quickly, and you need those B vitamins and the CoQ10, you know, two examples of nutrients that go into the energy cycle in the mitochondria of the cell. And if you don't have, if you're depleted on that, those cells can't work the way they should, and energy production goes down, and it's going to damage the cell because it's not getting the nutrients. And then you go back to, for those nutrients even to get in and out of the cell, you got to have fatty acids. And fatty acids are very important, and a certain ratio of the fatty acids between omega-6, omega-3, omega-9. So that's as far as athletics and being an athlete, those are markers that you want to know if you're burning through, you know, your energy markers. For fat metabolism, you know, you want to be able to make sure that you have enough carnitine. If you don't have enough carnitine, you're not going to metabolize fat, and you're not going to get as lean. And in the fitness world, you know, everybody wants to be as lean as possible. So, you know, checking those markers to make sure that you are. And then it goes into more details of blood sugar and GI system, liver detoxification, into even oxidative stress to see if there's cancer cells building in you, which is very important. And it measures, the blood spot measures the fatty acid ratios. Like Melissa said, taking an x-ray of the inside of all those cellular biochemical functions going on in your body, if one of those are broken, disease is going to build in your body. And even if you look good on the outside, doesn't mean that you're healthy on the inside. And that's where this test can come in. It gives us a basis and a baseline to know where to start. Now, general public, there could be a lot more issues, you know, diabetic, or maybe they do have cancer, or heart disease. We do some autoimmune disease. Yeah, arthritis, inflammatory diseases, you know, things that that happen. But for the athlete, you know, if you're the high-level competition, you want to know exactly what's going on in your body and so you can feed it right.
Yeah, and one of the things that we notice, or, you know, just pertaining directly to athletics and in working out, we know for a fact that those B vitamins get depleted. Those are one of the first things to go when the body is under stress, and B vitamins are essential for almost every single cellular function in the body. So, and everybody's demand for that is different. And can we get B vitamins from food? 100%. And we believe that we should get most of the nutrients that we eat through food. But I'm telling you, you're going to have to eat like a monster truck full of broccoli to get the amount of nutrients that you need, you know, from that.
I like broccoli. I don't know about that monster truck.
You know, and the other thing too, I wanted to just point out real quick that a lot of times people get to a point where they're they've been doing good, they've gotten great gains seeing great results, and then they hit a plateau. And a lot of times it's because we're missing certain nutrients just to help the body continue to function. So we've been able to help people, you know, find those gaps, and continue things moving forward again for them.
Wow. There's you guys just brought back something that was like a really good time in American sports and then like a really bad time for those that were really falling. And I don't know if you remember the soccer team, the women's soccer team. You remember that one with Mia Hamm when she was in there?
Yeah.
And the lady basically just couldn't rest because she was so worried about losing. And then she started getting basically everything you guys are saying, where her body just started reneging on her and telling her, you know, something's not right. And she, you know, no one could figure out, you know, exactly what was going on with her because she was so healthy, what everybody considered.
Mm-hmm.
And then her body just started to break down like incredibly fast. Is this pretty much par for what you're saying right now?
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. I think a lot of people think that this stuff just happens overnight, but it doesn't. It's a culmination of years of, you know, just us beating up our bodies and just being hard and really pushing it to the limit. Well, we do have limits. You know, unfortunately, nobody is Superman. And so it does. It catches up to us, and it just seems to hit us like a wall.
Yep, and I mean, and unfortunately for most of us, that's what it has to take before we start to pay attention to what our bodies are telling us. Because otherwise we just brush it off or we just feel like we need to power through it and we don't stop to listen because we don't want to be that paranoid person of, you know, every little thing in the world is falling, but it's not. But sometimes you do need to stop and pay attention. So
that's a philosophy that we really try to get to educate people on, because that the philosophy of let's wait till it's broken, that's what everybody thinks and that's what everybody does, and look where it's got our culture and it's a mess out there, and people, you know, there's so many different diseases going on, and so teaching that philosophy and that principle of do it now, you know, find out what's going on now. Even if you feel fine, that doesn't mean you're healthy, and that can be foreign to a lot of people. And that goes back to essential number one, is retraining your mind to think like, yeah, I want to know now if there's something wrong before something happens, before that soccer player, I mean, she just shut down. And, you know, just in the wrestling world, I see that a lot with, you know, physically, you know, guys are, they peak early in the season and then they just overtrain themselves. And by the end of the year, they're just, they're done. And I assume that can happen in bodybuilding too. That it's gonna, the body, once it decides to shut down and you put so much stress and overload on it, it's gonna, you know, you're gonna fail. And don't wait till that to happen. Do it now, even if you're feeling good. Invest in your health, because investing a little now is gonna save you thousands later on in life.
Well, see, that's speaking, you know, you're really speaking against the bro code, and I know you're thinking that right now, because that's pretty much what's happening. Because, you know, it's suffer now, you know, that's the big thing, suffer now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but it's like, it's something that I always speak on. I was like, well, if it hurts, it should be a good hurt. And it takes some time to explain that, where people can get it through their head, because you can say everything perfectly, but how much registers in the person you're speaking to is what really makes the difference. And I think that's basically the mountain you guys have to fight against.
Yeah, and it's not going to happen to me. People's thoughts are,
that's
not me, so why should I do anything? But if you look at, study stats and disease rates and everything going on in the world, it is. It's 5 out of 6 people that are going to get diagnosed with something in their lifetime. So it is everybody. And so that's what they need to take action now. Don't wait. You know, it's just like money. If you want to save money for retirement, you're going to start now to have a nest egg at the end where nobody thinks like that about their health. They're not going to do anything until, bam, you know, they have that diagnosis or problem that they got to fix. And I can speak to that personally, because when I was young and dumb and didn't know anything,
I'm glad you didn't finish that.
That's not what I was thinking. I let my neck injury go. I didn't want the coaches to know that I was hurt, that, you know, I was just eating pain pills and, you know, taking sleeping pills so I could sleep at night. And I let my muscles atrophy so bad because of a neck injury. A disc in my neck was so pinched that, you know, but I just toughed through it, and it was the wrong thing to do. And I wish somebody would have sat me down then and said, oh, this is what you need to do.
Mm-hmm. But honestly, that's really counterculture to American culture, because we're centered, sadly, around work. Your work ethic basically defines you as the person that you can be looked at from the eyes of the American viewer. And, you know, it's like, no matter what, you know, broken leg, splint in your foot, no matter what, get to work and keep working and work through the pain. So
I think,
you know,
that's athlete mentality in general.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, it stems, we're so centered around athletics that it's basically filtered and trickled down into American society.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah.
Yep.
So how do we get to the layman? How do we break through to the layman where we can say it in words they can hear?
And that's what we battle. That's what we do every day in our office, is we battle that, and it's education. We have to keep speaking to them all the time, because if once they watch TV, read the newspaper, open up a magazine, go online, what are they seeing? They're seeing, you know, you don't have to do anything, just take this pill or take, you know, surgery will take care of it. And that's not the truth. That's not how the body works. The body heals. You have everything in your brain and in your body that you need. But it's hard. We got to educate. We got to keep educating, doing calls like this, and, you know, a lot more people on the same team that are, like, you know, we got to take down the people that.
Well, basically, take down the Berlin Wall.
That's right.
Take down the Berlin Wall. Yeah, because it's sitting up so well that people don't know they can get to the other side.
That's true. You know, it's going to be people like you guys. Like, we all have to, you know, make that wall together so that we can all forge through together, because the more people that we have, the more the culture is going to change. And I think we can all feel it shifting. I think it's getting close, because people are sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they know that the system that they're in now isn't working.
Oh, yes. Yes. Good point. Good day. I'm sorry. We're holding the floor. You go ahead.
Are you going to let me talk now? Oh, no. I'm just teasing, guys. Just teasing. I'm actually going to jump on a different track here for just a little bit of a second, because you've been saying a lot of things about the brain connectivity and, you know, your health, your body, muscles, and all of those things. And I know that you guys both have a little different view or spin on how important that, I'm going to call it a mind-muscle connection. You may have another phrase for it, but just talk to us more about the motor nervous system, what the brain has to do with all of this for the development of, you know, musculature in the body, and, you know, what's the difference between your body being in alignment and firing at 100% and your body not? What does that connection look like in both of those scenarios?
Yeah, so, you know, everything, when babies conceive, the first thing that forms is the brain and spinal cord. You know, that controls everything in your body. It's your main computer, and we're hardwired into, you know, we live in a Wi-Fi world where you can jump on the internet almost anywhere now. But in your body, it's wires that connect everything to every cell, tissue, organ, everything in your body. And so the nervous system is set up into, there's a motor system, which is muscles. And athletes are, you know, obviously very, we want that functioning at the highest level and no interference. And so there's also an autonomic nervous system, which is all your organs and all the functions that just happen without you even thinking about it. We have control if we want to go and work out and do bicep curls, we can control that. So having that connection between the brain and the motor nerves in your body is, I mean, it's almost half of your, all of the nerves in your body. We have a lot of muscles that we can control. So having no interference in that spinal column. And when there's interference at the spinal column level in the central nervous system, what's going to happen is that muscle performance is going to be decreased. And, you know, my story, that's exactly what happened. I had pressure disc in my neck, hit C5, 6, 7, and T1 nerve roots, and it just shut my tricep and my left pec down, and it atrophied, and I had no strength. I couldn't even do a push-up. You know, actually twice in my life that happened. So it's, if it happens to you, you can see it more. And you feel it, and there's pain involved because it felt like fire coming out of your fingers. But kind of breaking it down and how that structure is, and even deeper, how the spine, if it's out of alignment or what I call subluxation, it's the most common condition in the spine, but kind of nobody knows about it. And when that happens, just like an elbow, if you take an elbow and you only move at half the range of motion for forever, your body's going to adapt that way. It's only going to move half. And that's what happens in your spine. The spinal joints are no different than an elbow, a knee. They're just different shapes and sizes. And so those spinal joints will get locked up. And when they get locked up, that's when the interferences happen. It doesn't communicate with your brain at 100%. And chiropractic care and getting adjusted is no more than we want to increase performance. I got the I have the Olympic trials coming. You know, I take care of our Olympic wrestling team. The Olympic trials are coming up. We're going to be over there adjusting them. We go to Rio with them. You know, travel with them all over because they want to be adjusted. They want their motor nervous system. They want their autonomic nervous system functioning at 110%.
Optimal, more than optimal. Yes.
Yeah, more they want to beat the Russians. We got to beat the Russians and the Iranians and you know, everybody.
We'll beat the
world. We'll beat the world. You know, and not everybody has an Olympic level talent, but it doesn't matter. Whatever your talent is, and mom, dad, parent, you know, at work, we don't want you to be getting all these symptoms and headaches that's going to reduce your performance. And the more your body's functioning and healthy, the better your performance is going to be, the better person you're going to be, the better you're going to be able to adapt to stresses and adapt to life. Because, you know, life throws a lot of stress at you. And the stronger your nervous system is to adapt to those stresses that are put on you, the better off you're going to be. And if you have things suppressing them, like medications, if you put you're putting steroids or anti-inflammatories in you, or even Advil over the counter. I mean, that suppresses your system, and you may not know it and feel it, but it is. And so having that brain-body connection is huge, and I just think that, you know, the research that is out about how adjusting the spine, what it does in your brain is amazing, because you know, you can adjust maybe, you know, in your mid-back, T6, which stomach nerves or liver or gallbladder. But the amazing thing is the proprioceptors in your spinal joints shoots up into your brain and the back part of your brain called the cerebellum and really affects your cortex, the way you think, decreases stress hormones in your body, increases, like, say, HGH and testosterone, oxytocin,
you know, all positive things that happen by having a healthy spine. And that's
turning
the thing
on
that,
your power.
Turning the power on. Exactly. Turning your thoughts on. And you know, and then sometimes the public, when somebody says chiropractic, what are they thinking? They're thinking pain, you know, I got to get in a car accident to go to the chiropractor and get adjusted, which is completely, you know, far away from, you know, from the truth.
Thinking you're
everybody.
A quack.
Yeah, yeah.
That it doesn't work.
There's all kinds of, different stuff out there, but that's what we focus on in the office is in putting that out there, like, we're going to take your health to a higher level than what it is right now. And period, that's it. You know, I asked a six-year-old in the office, why do you come in and get adjusted? And he says, I want to stay healthy. Exactly, that's it.
There you go. Well, you know, basically, if people could just get the image in their head of a great, like let's say the Mississippi River, and let's just start clogging it up as it flows down and see how well it's going to be filtered at the bottom. But then you start looking at what backs up all the way through it. And I think that's the thing people miss because, like you said, they get so used to a normal that's not normal.
Mm-hmm.
It's abnormal, but it's what they're used to living with. And so basically they have this blocked up dam that's Hoover now, and they can't figure out, you know, why isn't everything flowing the way it's supposed to?
I'm using
that's
that.
That's it. Right now, we're hiring. We can close doctor's reports for us now.
I'm stealing that, okay?
You can go right ahead because that's what it is. And, you know, people slouching, picking up the kids the wrong way, getting out of a car that's a little bit too low for their stature. It's so many things that start culminating during the day, and pretty soon after a week, their body's so stressed that there's no way they can do things correctly. In a way that would be effective to their good health. So now, when you're talking with what you see day to day, now you're going to be dealing with the Olympics, and you get to see people in good health, but they're still having these little nicks and ticks from coaches that, you know, just were ignorant of certain things that would assist them to be at their best potential. How do you go about doing that and still keep them in the fold of, you know, being at their best? Because I know that sometimes you don't want to get too much in their head where it messes up their focus on their goal.
Yeah, with athletes, it's definitely different. You know, they're not dealing – I mean, they're going to get bumps and bruises and stuff, but you really want to communicate with them a lot different. Like, this is going to help you and really focus more on the what's happening when they get adjusted. So I'm adjusting you. Your balance is going to be better. Your thoughts are going to be better. You know, you're going to have more testosterone, more human growth hormone. You're going to get stronger. You're going to be quicker than I'm speaking to wrestlers, than your opponent. So you're better. You know, power's on. You're going to get stronger now. And talk with, I guess, any athletes that way. You're going to be able to grip the ball better if they're a softball player. Your pitches are going to be faster. You're going to be able to shoot the basketball more accurately. So just communicating with an athlete in that way, more nervous system function is at a higher level, they're going to function better. They're going to play better. They're going to pose better. They're going to be able to lift more by increasing neurological function in their body.
Now,
we know how strong the mind is too, Des. Sorry, I just wanted to just chime in with that because I was seeing a chiropractor when I was in college. I didn't know this information. Like, he didn't really sit down and tell me all of this stuff that was going to be going on in my body. But what I did know was it made my neck feel better. So I knew that I was going to be able to perform better because my neck wasn't hurting. But he did share with me that an adjustment helps increase oxygen supply. And I was like, dude, I need that. I'm running like an 800 and the hurdles and all this stuff. So what was I doing every single day, the day before my meet, before we left to travel? I was in the office getting adjusted because as an athlete, he told me that was going to increase oxygen supply. And I knew that was going to help me in my, you know, my competition. So just from a mental standpoint too, that was ingrained in my head. And I was like, dude, I got this, you know, my body's working better.
That's awesome. You know, I was one of the many who, in my younger days, I only went to the chiropractor if I, you know, was having migraine headaches that I couldn't kick or something like that, and it was only a sometimes thing. And I know that's part of the criticism that some people have of chiropractic care as well. They just want to get you hooked. You can never completely be cured, so on and so forth. But talk to us about, you know, how the body, what the body, I guess, what frequency the body needs to be adjusted and to keep it this, you know, I guess, to keep your power on.
Yeah, and I'll answer that with a question for you is, you know, how long do you want to have a healthy nervous system?
You know, oh, forever, always.
Forever, yeah, exactly, forever. So, you know, that's the biggest thing that people think about. You know, we go get physicals, we go to the dentist, we go to the eye doctor, we're going to do that forever. And I agree, physicals and doing all the taking care of your eyes and teeth, but what controls that? What controls everything is your back, your spine. So getting them to believe or to think that I want to take care of my spine and nervous system forever depends on what age they come in, obviously, you know, how much damage there is in there, how frequently. I have some people that come in, you know, once or twice a week, you know, for a long time. Some people are every month. It just depends. I treat everybody's different, and their spine needs are different. So, but they need to be getting adjusted for, you know, for the rest of our life. And I always use my family as an example. I would never do anything to anybody else that I don't do for my family and myself. I will be getting adjusted forever, and, you know, my kids, at least till they're 18, you know, until they move out of the house. And hopefully I still instill enough, you know, education in them that they still continue to get adjusted. But, you know, that's my philosophy. And I can tell you the health benefits that I've had, that my kids have had. And, you know, I think it's evidence. You talk to a parent that has had their kid adjusted from birth compared to maybe somebody else, you know, it's a huge difference. And I know a ton of chiropractic kids, and they're all healthy, you know, and that's a great thing. The earlier you start, that nervous system, less pressure you're having on it as they develop, that's the most important time. And then, you know, you don't want to wait till you're 50, 60 years old before you start flossing your teeth.
Wait, yeah, I was going to say, you wouldn't wait till that long to start brushing your teeth, would you?
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
No.
Well, you know, you could almost put it down to the activity of a household. You know, because people love analogies and they get a better understanding of it. And if you would say, okay, well, you live in your house every day, so you know where everything's supposed to be, and that's normal. But then you have guests over, and, you know, so talking, or you're playing cards, and they move stuff around, and there's more activity going on. So, you know, you're going to have to move stuff back, and sometimes you need help. It's pretty much correlating it to where they can get the understanding that, yes, your body needs attention more than what you can do. And I'm surprised that, especially with any kind of sport-related individual, where they don't correlate the support in a greater realm of thinking, I guess the best way to say it. You know, we can expand our minds to know we can change our bodies, but we can't expand our minds to saying our support has to increase with it, because as we expand, everything around us expands. So we have to basically bring in more things to support ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, all athletes, you need a coach. And,
yeah,
you know, to enhance your performance, you need coaches and you need a support staff around you to do that. And that's exactly what we do at the, you know, with our Team USA wrestling team, is we have a whole team of people that work on our guys, so we can build the best national team to go to the World Championships, go to the Olympics. We want the best guys there and the best team there also, surrounding them so they can perform at the highest level.
Yes.
I mean, and that's, really what it's all about, but it's just, yes, USA, but performing at the highest level just for life is what it comes down to.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody.
Yeah, everybody. All ages, all shapes and sizes. So with
you
that, yeah, me too. I know. Me most of all. I'll talk about me here in a little while. But we are coming down to the last couple minutes of our time together. So I would like to give both of you the opportunity to A, reemphasize any important points that you want to make sure our listeners take away, and give shout outs to anybody in your network that you just want to say thank you for helping you on your journey to educating the masses on how to have a healthy life forever.
I would, if I could just take a minute and speak on like the kind of the mind essential number one and how important that is. And you know, as a competitor, bodybuilder or figure competitor, like really think about why you do it and what your big why is. You know,
mm-hmm.
we talk about big why a lot. Like, why do you want to train and go to the gym every single day and diet and get that body, you know, shredded and where you want it to be? It's hard work. And really why you're doing it, because that makes a huge change, and it makes it a lot easier if you know clearly what that goal, objective, and your big why is. So, you know, anybody listening, just think about that tonight. Why are you doing it? Why are you doing it? Is it for somebody, you know, somebody that you love, your children, your spouse, your parents? You know, just to say something, you know what? I want to get healthier. I want to live a healthier lifestyle. I want to live a cleaner lifestyle. And just, you know, really focus on that why, because that makes a huge difference. And, you know, one of our mottos in the office is, some days you don't want to go to the gym, or some days you want to eat bad, you know, have a treat, and you know, we talk about it, we got to do it anyway, and that's our big motto in the office is do it anyway, even if you don't feel like it some days, you know, but do it right and do it smart.
Yeah, and just real quick, I wanted to say, you know, as an athlete, thinking about myself when I was younger. I looked up to athletes, and I know that when I was competing, I had people tell me that they, you know, looked up to me. So as an athlete, you have a platform, and people are watching, and they're going to watch what you do, and they're going to put you on a pedestal. So you have a perfect opportunity to lead people to better health, to lead people, to help inspire others. So just remember that when, you know, the choices that you make and the things that you do in your community and who you're surrounding yourself with, because people are watching, and you never know how many seeds you plant along the way. You may never see the fruit of those seeds grow, but they're going to grow. So just keep inspiring people through what you're doing and encouraging them, and most of all, keep encouraging yourself. And like Dr. Miller said, hold on to that why you're doing what you do. And great things and blessings will come through all of that.
Amen to that. So Dr. Miller, Kevin, and Melissa, thanks so much for sharing all of your wisdom and your inspiration with us. And hopefully, you know, I know you guys are always going to trainings and uncovering new studies and learning new things. So we hope to have you back with us and again in the future, maybe on a different topic.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yep. Thanks for
all right. Have a great night, guys.
Our team. All right. Bye.
Thanks, guys.
That's right. Night.
Oh. I just have one thing to add.
Go ahead.
I'm just, you know, like I said, being natural really is just saying being normal, being used to yourself. And the more your body is treated with natural things and normal things, the easier it is for it to adjust. And, you know, no pun intended with chiropractic care. But it's just something that we have to think about much more often instead of reaching for that pill and spending, you know, $500, $700, you know, why not just sit down and get an adjustment and have your body flowing correctly where you don't need that pill? Because there is no magic pill, but there is a magic understanding that maybe I can get by another day by doing some kind of shortcut. And but I say that natural is the mindset. It really is, because we have to start thinking in a way that protects us from ourselves and our ignorance. And a lot of times we're damaging ourselves because we're not speaking to the right people and we're not asking the right questions.
Yep, and I couldn't agree more. I mean, everything that they're saying tonight, I'm actually, you know, I actually am kind of a testament to that, as far as natural healing for the body and, you know, paying attention to what it's telling you. I was in a, I get adjusted regularly, probably not as often as I should, but, you know, lately, when I had been lifting, I had noticed in the base of my neck that there was a popping. And just in basic movements, simple movements, usually in working with the shoulders, not even lifting really heavy. And I'm like, you know what? That's not right. I need to get that looked at. And then at the same time, I'm noticing that if I flex, my left arm is visibly smaller than my right. And I'm like, oh, that's really not right. So I went to go get adjusted to deal with popping in my neck, but at the same time ended up having an x-ray. And I do have a major issue going on in my neck right now that was requiring more attention than what I was giving it, and, you know, impacting the blood flow to certain parts of my body, which is is related to, you know, one side being smaller than the other. So still working on that, but definitely seeing improvements and feeling better. And then to your point that there is no magic pill, I don't know if you saw NBC News tonight, but they just released a new study which basically says that pharma by itself, without a lifestyle change, meaning exercise and food, is not a magic pill. It's not going to help you. You can take, a lot of people are under the misconception, well, if I just take my prescriptions, I'll be all right. But that's not always the case. You know, the most dangerous form of heart attack that's out there now, people are experiencing it at a younger age. Granted, it went from, you know, the average age being 64 to 60, but if that continues to keep trending, you know, you're going to have people, men and women alike, with more serious heart attacks, just experiencing it younger and younger into their 50s, maybe more into their 40s if things don't change. And, you know, what these people are learning is that they can't just take the pill for their high blood pressure, for their diabetes. They can't just depend on pharma alone. They have to get their lifestyle in order.
Yes. And this is the thing, and it's kind of a catch-22, because it's like people beating themselves up, scared of what they might learn, because they know they're going to find out, you know, if I had just done this sooner. And a lot of people fear that. They don't want to walk into that window, because then they look back in hindsight and beat themselves even harder. But I have to say this, because I think when you were saying that, I was thinking about my pastor had become sick, and he walked into the doctor's office, and he was talking to the doctor. And he was, you know, laying out these prescriptions. And, you know, the doctor was doing his job, and he's telling him about the side effects. And I was in there with him, so I got to hear this whole conversation. And it just, something never even crossed my mind until he said it. But he said, "Doctor, you're giving me this prescription for my problem. And then you're giving me this prescription for the side effects." He said, "Now, when my body starts to get up to the tolerance where this no longer works, you're going to prescribe something else." And he said, "Yes." And he said, "Then I'll have to get something else for the side effects for that." He said, "Well, let me know now what the end road prescription is, and just give me all of that so I can get everything where I don't have to deal with the side effects and the side effects of what I'm taking." And the doctor had no answer. And he was just, you know, the doctor hadn't even thought that far down the line, because he was just, his normal was basically, this is the problem and this is the prescription for it. But he wasn't looking about, you know, the end result. And I said, that's why it would always just baffle me why personal trainers weren't put in a higher understanding, because when you're talking about getting somebody back to good health, not just getting back to work, because I think, you know, like I was speaking on earlier, that's something that we're not addressing. We're getting people back to work, but we're not getting them back to good health. And that's what's frightening me when we talk to people, because it's so drilled into their skulls. This is how you get back to work. And that's not good health.
Nope. It is not.
No, sorry,
it is not.
It's a thing for me. You hear me say it. It's truly from the heart. You're never passionate about anything without getting a little elevated in temperament sometimes, where it just you see so many people fail, not because of what they know, but because of what they're taught. And that hurts. Mm-hmm. Because there's some people that start on the right track, and somebody promises them a shortcut, which is basically a prescription, and then it fails, and then they basically either quit or have to start all over or start having to readjust their metabolism to make the adjustment for the failure that happened to their body. Because this is something that doesn't cure or fix or get solved like in a show where it's 30 minutes or an hour and then, you know, everybody's happy and you get to laugh as the credits roll. You're talking about your life, and this is, you know, like when the guy was talking about the car accident, that's trauma to mm-hmm. the body. That doesn't fix overnight. Your body has to readjust because something's been thrown out of whack. And if you're damaged where something breaks the skin, then your body has to heal, and that's trauma. And your body doesn't understand, you know, an app that says this and WebMD that says that. It says this is the time required. And like he said, everybody's unique and different, so you don't know how long that is. If you want to get back to optimum health, you best stay abreast of what needs to happen and get it done.
Exactly. And there just are no shortcuts to health. There's just not.
No. But that's what we're promised, and that's what people want to believe, because, like I said, in American culture, it's getting you back to work, not getting you back to health.
Well, then let's get to work getting back to health.
Yes, that's what I want. That's spoken exactly right, because that's what's needed for us to be a healthy nation.
All right, listeners, you've got your homework. You've got your homework after you've listened to everything that's been said tonight.
That was a rant.
No, but that was good. But that's exactly what I'm building off of. What needs to happen in our own individual worlds for us to get back to work, to getting back to health? That's everyone's homework, to think that over and start to put your plan together. And then we can say get to work and feel good about it.
Yes, because we'll be talking about our health.
Exactly, because that's what we do on P4P Real Talk.
You best.
We talk real about health.
Oh, yeah, it's a very.
All right. And we talk about ice cream and Mack trucks.
Mack trucks, you got to believe it.
All right, Fit Fam, Natty Nation. With that, be sure that you are keeping up with us. The competition season is in full bloom, I swear. The promoters are out talking every day about a new show. Shows all across the United States where you all are. So you're going to want to keep with us. We're going to try and highlight as many of them as we can, and we're going to be working to bring the promoters on the show to bring them to you to learn more about the activities that they have going on so you can be prepared. And I know that Kellen Patterson has already been and Gotcha Be Gordon has already been working on that lineup, and we are going to be starting to unveil over the coming days and weeks who those promoters are going to be. And you're going to want to start to get these shows on your calendars. With that, Kaylin, do you have any parting thoughts for us tonight?
Please put this in your archives. let your family listen to this. This is a very special episode. I'm so thankful that Dez set this up. I mean, amazing people, and they were speaking straight knowledge. So if you want to hear facts, listen to people that know, and because they're very loving about what they do, and they spoke straight knowledge tonight. So share it with anybody you can.
That's right, and then share it again. So on behalf of myself, Kaylin, P for P Muscle, your body is a temple. Let's build it.
That's correct.